A lot of big news, of course, went on yesterday. And maybe the biggest around the area here was the hiring of Matt LaFleur, or the announcement that the Green Bay Packers will hire Matt LaFleur as their new head coach. Once I saw this, it was a bit of a scramble. I wanted to get some people on here, get somebody on the air with us who can speak authoritatively about LaFleur. And I was hunting around on the web, and I found a great story by Michelle Bruton. She is a sports editor and features writer, and she writes for Bleacher Report and the Packers Wire. And I saw the piece that she wrote actually last week on January 3rd, saying basically don't sleep on this LaFleur guy. He might be a good fit for the Green Bay Packers. So contacted Michelle, and she was gracious enough to say she would join us this morning. So, again, thank you so much, Michelle, for being with us.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
And it was interesting because I was following her last night, and between all the work that you had to do with the covering of LaFleur, and then you also were covering the national championship game, and I also saw you were asked to be on somebody else's show, I think, last night. So, I mean, you had a busy night.
I sure did. But, you know, I'm thankful to Matt LaFleur for helping my career as much as he's helping his own.
Well, tell me about what about – I'm a Packer fan now. I'm in Bear Country. I'm a Packer fan. I want to be convinced he's the right guy. You tell me what you saw in him when you wrote that story and why you think he is the right fit for the Green Bay Packers.
Absolutely. So the moment that Mike McCarthy was fired, Matt LaFleur was the first name that came to mind for me. I have been doing a lot of work this year in some of the features I've been writing, kind of tracing out this Mike Shanahan-derived offense, looking at the way that Sean McVay runs it in Los Angeles, Kyle Shanahan runs it in San Francisco, and Matt LaFleur sort of brought it into Tennessee this year, his first year calling plays. And a lot of people will kind of point to Matt LaFleur's first year in Tennessee this year and be like, oh, you know, why should I be impressed by this? They finished 25th in total offense and 29th in passing offense. But obviously, as with anything in football, and as I wrote in my story, there's more to the story than just the pure numbers here. I mean, Matt LaFleur came into this offense. Marcus Mariota was injured almost all year. They lost tight end Delanie Walker, who was going to be a huge part of that offense right off the bat in week one. And their rushing offense was actually great. It was eighth in the NFL. So what Matt LaFleur did and what I like so much about him is he clearly comes from this Mike Shanahan coaching tree where he runs the same kind of offense as Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan. It's, you know, really based on zone running, which the Packers already do, play action, which Aaron Rodgers already excels at, and the running backs are very heavily involved in the passing game, like Gurley in Los Angeles, and like McKinnon would have been in San Francisco if he hadn't gotten injured. All these things will translate really well to the Packers scheme, and Matt LaFleur instituted them all in Tennessee, and he took components of the Atlanta Falcons offense that he worked in and the Rams offense that he worked in that were successful, and he brought those to Tennessee, but he also was really careful to construct that entire offense around Mariota and around sort of the strengths of the talent already there. And that's what I love about him in Green Bay, is he's going to take the talent of Aaron Rodgers, of Devontae Adams, of Aaron Jones, of Ty Montgomery. He's going to, you know, construct an offense that sort of already maximizes the talent that's there rather than come in and say, this is my offense, we're going to run it no matter what, and you have to set the scheme.
I think that's going to be really important. And you mentioned Rodgers. I mean, that's probably the next... First of all, I think the Green Bay needed somebody that's creative, an offensive mind, after the years of Mike McCarthy, especially the last few years of lack of creativity, almost to the point of conservative, and also just the way they ran and some of the routes and some of the offensive sets were just so simplistic. They need somebody that's a little more creative. But then the second factor is, of course, is how is he going to work with Aaron Rodgers? The biggest thing when a young coach like this is only about 4 or 5 years older than Aaron Rodgers, will Aaron listen to him? Will they work together? Is there anything that you saw or know of or found in your research that says that he's a good fit and this might, they might be able to work to be together well?
Yeah, so when I've given some of that work on this offense and sort of how we're going to see it kind of take over the NFL, I had tried to interview Matt LaFleur, and unfortunately the Titans denied that request, but I was able to speak with some other people who have worked with him, and we saw then last night, you know, former quarterbacks Kirk Cousins, Robert Griffin III, and Dan Orlovsky came out on social media and had nothing but praise for Matt LaFleur and sort of how he was able to help them develop when they were quarterbacks. And we know the same is true for Matt Ryan in Atlanta and for Jared Goff in LA. So this is someone who has made his career, his bread and butter is working with quarterbacks effectively and maximizing their talents. And all the quarterbacks that he has worked with seem to have a lot of respect for him. And that doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to come in and be a player's coach or he's going to come in and let Aaron Rodgers run the show. I think that he has a lot of respect for Aaron Rodgers, but ultimately he's someone who's going to push him, who's going to coach him, and who's going to get the best out of him. And we know for someone like Aaron Rodgers, who wants to win above all else, the best thing that his coach could do to earn his respect is institute play calling that allows him to win. And so I think that they're going to have a really good relationship, despite the fact that they're only 4 years apart in age.
You know, Michelle, I think a lot of respect should go to Sean McVay, too, for allowing LaFleur to leave the Rams and go to the Titans for an offensive coordinator position, which he had in L.A., but he obviously had the chance to call plays now, and now he has this opportunity. Around here, the talk was nationally that Josh McDaniels was going to be teed up for this Green Bay job. Do you get the sense that maybe teams are gun-shy after McDaniels spurned the Colts last year, or do you think the Packers were just set on Matt LaFleur? This is our guy, and we want to get him before somebody else does.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and to your first point, too, I do think that that is such a vote of confidence because given NFL rules, coaches do not have to allow their assistants or coordinators to interview for roles if they would be seen as a lateral move.
Mm-hmm.
So technically that was. It was offensive coordinator to offensive coordinator, but he would be calling plays in Tennessee. And Sean McVay said at the time that he didn't want to hold him back, that he had immense respect for him and knew that he'd be a head coach in this league in the next 3 years, and here we are now. To your question about Josh McDaniels, you know, I definitely think that what happened with the Colts earlier this year, where he accepted the job, hired a staff, and then stepped back, is leaving a bad taste in NFL teams' mouths. But I also think, even beyond that, you know, knowing what I know about this Packers front office, I just don't think he was a good fit for this organization. Josh McDaniels is someone who, obviously, he's, you know, you want to say that he's matured since he took that job with the Broncos, but at the same time, the Colts fiasco kind of shows that maybe he hasn't matured quite that much. And when he came into that head coaching job with Denver in 2010, he immediately came in and tried to exert his power. He was very young. He was 33, so he really felt like he needed to prove himself. And I think given the Packers structure, given that they have this kind of triangle setup where both Brian Gutekunst and the head coach will report to Mark Murphy, there's an opportunity for the head coach to really consolidate a lot of power. And I would imagine that the Packers organization was probably pretty, like you said, gun-shy about McDaniel's history, sort of exerting his power and coming in and kind of really having a big ego. The other thing about Josh McDaniels, too, that I think people forget is remembering that in 2010, when he was with the Broncos, his team was actually found videotaping San Francisco walkthrough when they were in London and mm-hmm. was fined for it. So that's really something that came over from New England. I think New England is a good fit for Josh McDaniels. I think it's probably for the best that that's where he ends up staying.
You know, getting back to the Packers situation then, first of all, because he was calling the plays with Tennessee, and a lot of times and the head coaches don't call the plays. McCarthy did. Do we expect LaFleur to be calling all the offensive plays as the head coach? And secondly, as part of that, and then who do you expect to be his OC? Will they keep Philbin? Has he got his own guy? Where does that all fit in the whole offensive scheme?
Yeah, that's a great question. So from everything that I know, I would assume that LaFleur is going to be installing his own offense and calling his own plays. And again, I really urge people who are interested in this not to look at Tennessee last year and immediately assume that he's, you know, trash at calling plays and that he can't run an offense. I think there were a lot of factors that went wrong in Tennessee. Their offensive line was 29th in pass protection. Give the guy a chance to install an offense around Aaron Rodgers and the talent that's already in Green Bay. As for his offensive coordinator, that's a great question. We know that Matt LaFleur was willing to keep the defensive staff, including Mike Cutton, intact, and that's one of the reasons the Packers decided to go with him, because that's what they wanted as well. But we don't know a lot yet about who he might bring on as his OC. There has been talks that he'll give Joe Philbin an interview. You know, I think that calling plays is not necessarily Philbin's forte. In fact, he hadn't done it since 1996
mm-hmm.
after McCarthy departed this year. So
right.
I think that what we've seen from Philbin, given his first tenure in Green Bay, given his experience with the Dolphins, is he's a better OC than head coach, and he could still be very valuable in that role. But then the sky's kind of the limit for LaFleur. There's a lot of young assistants who he could kind of do for them what, you know, Shanahan and then Kyle McVay did for him and kind of start developing his own little mini branch of this tree.
Well, Michelle, you've got me much more optimistic now. So I'm banking in the fact that what you're telling me today, my Packers are going to be back in the playoffs next year.
I think you can assume that.